Welcome to the Faith-Focused Finnish Blot Show with your host, Faith Lane.
Hey, hey, hey. I want to jump online. I was talking to my brother's wife, actually. And we was talking about the episode, you know, the situation that's going on with the parent and the two parents fighting over the Happy Meal. So we're going to get Tara on the line. But while we're, sorry about that, guys, while we're waiting for her to get on live, I wanted to kind of briefly go over a little bit. I have some episodes that's going to be coming up soon, guys, some people in the lineup that's, you know, interested in getting on the show. So I'm super excited to have people get on again, okay? And some of these people are, we have a lot of authors, life coaches. We have a couple of authors that's going to be getting on the line. So I'm super excited. I think that before, guys, I was getting on daily, and it was a little bit overwhelming with my businesses and things like that. So I think that what I'm going to do is probably have 2 days out of the week that I'm going to have episodes. So I'm super excited, you know, to getting back on the line. So hold on for 1 second. I have some guests calling in just a minute. All right. Guest, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, hi. Okay, hi. This is Ms. Tara.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome to the show. This
hi,
is the Faith Focus Blog Talk Show. And I did invite a couple of people to get on, so I'm just waiting for them to jump on. But me and her was just having this debate conversation about that incident with the kid, with the father buying his son, only his son, a Happy Meal. So, okay, Tara, I want to kind of get on here and talk with you, and I'll wait for Mr. Mo to jump on. There's a couple of other people that want to jump on. So tell me what you thought about when you first saw the video.
When I first saw the video, that was yesterday. And so someone has shared it on social media platform. So when I first saw it, I felt troubled. I felt, you know, I was a little angry. And I will say that I wasn't angry at dad. I was angry at mom. However,
well, tell me why you were angry with mom first.
Well, I was angry at mom for the way she represented it, the situation, because I felt like, not just out of anger, because we all do things out of anger. That's just a, you know, that's a mute point. We do stuff when we're angry. We do stuff when we're frustrated. We do stuff when we're irritated. We act out when we're that way. So then I had to take a step back and say, okay, you know what? Things happen. The only issue that I had, I mean, outside of that, the issue that I had with mom was that I felt like, for myself, I felt like she should have had a conversation with him. I felt like she should have had a conversation with him to say, because how did dad know to come and bring his kid a meal? She must have called him, right? Unless this
or, he could have said, I'm bringing my son food. I mean, maybe the son called him. We don't know.
That could be true, too. That's what I'm saying. We don't know the backdrop. But it would appear, because she said every day he comes and brings this. And then the other part of, I don't know how much of the video that people have seen, but I've seen a full video. That video I seen was like 3 minutes. From the time when he pulled up and she said, here his ass come now, that part, until the time when she threw the joint on the ground.
Right.
I'm like, dude, you better kiss that up to God and spread that out among all four of them kids until the 11th.
Right.
Because she said, I don't get my food stamps until the 11th. So anywhere you go, that's a whole other subject. But for me, most states, especially on the East Coast of the U.S., they got food pantries. They got churches. They got a whole bunch of stuff why are you making this person responsible for everything? But anyway, that's a whole, that's judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that if you have, possibly, this is the way I'm viewing it. I feel like dad knew, I don't get my stamps to 11, come bring them some food. How
right.
did dad know or not know that the other dads wasn't coming to do the same thing?
Right.
Why is he in trouble? That's all I'm, that's my whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you,
how would he know that? Yeah.
Right. I want to ask you a question, and then I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about what I feel, how I feel about it also.
Okay.
Have you ever been a step parent before or been in a relationship and that person had kids before, or they, or you had kids and you probably had a boyfriend or girlfriend or even ex or whatever by.
Mm-hmm.
So have they ever literally sat there in front of kids and ate, or did they bring kids, you know, bring you and the kids something to eat? In that kind of situation, have you ever encountered any kind of situation like that before? Were you somebody that you was dating and they actually brought food over for everybody?
I've never been in a situation where somebody came and bought something only for my children. If we were, I'm saying,
have they ever brought food for everybody is what I'm saying.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why I was saying this because my point of view, I was looking at it for the children. And the reason why I say that because I've been a step-parent before. I never had kids before in my entire life, right? But I know that if there's some kids there in that home and I was going to bring something to eat, I wasn't just going to bring my boo son to eat. I just wasn't going to bring one kid to eat. I wasn't going to just bring something just for me to eat. I've always made sure, I said, hey, do you guys need anything? And I made sure I brought enough food for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how, even whether I was in a relationship or if it was just a friend or family, that's me. And so a lot
I
of people
agree.
Say, well, that wasn't stepdaddy. It might not have been, it could have been her ex, right? But this is how I looked at it. I'm sure that anybody else that she ever messed with probably have bought food to that house, and they did not let his son not eat. I'm sure they didn't do that. Anybody with a heart would not just come in there and feed three other kids and not feed somebody else's kid because that's not their kid. So that's the point that I was looking at, that, yeah, you just feed your son, but I'm sure some other man didn't feed your kids too.
Right. You ain't seeing them every day, especially if they ain't together. I agree with that. But yes. So when we look at it in that, from that viewpoint, yes, absolutely. And we already know everybody's raised different.
Right.
And we already know that everybody communicates different.
Right. Now, I'm not saying she was right for putting the food on the ground, because guess what I would have done? And I'm so serious. And it's so crazy because my godmother actually did this to us when we was kids. She ain't have, I can tell, like, when I look back at it now, okay, when I look back at it now, I said, my godmother must didn't have money at that time, but she made sure we ate. And guess what she did, Tara? She went to McDonald's and bought one Happy Meal, and she split that Happy Meal between me and my sister. We split that burger in half, and we split them fries in half, and we drunk from the same cup, I promise you, no lie.
You know how to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Come on.
Right. That part. But we still was like happy because we had ate at McDonald's. Now when I look back at it, when we split that meal, my godmother probably didn't have money then. My mom probably didn't have no money, but she knew we still had to eat. So me, I would have took the meal, cut it up in 5 or 6 pieces, that little hamburger, and everybody would have got them a sliver, and we all would have been like 3 fries each, and everybody sip off this drink. We're not going to just let one person, I'm being for real, we're not going to just let one kid sit there and eat and the other kid sitting there. That literally makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I wouldn't have threw it on the ground, but also, that was one scenario I would have did. But the other scenario, I wouldn't even open up the door if I would have seen him get out that car with that one little bag, and the rest mm-hmm. of the I wouldn't care if I wouldn't eat, but them kids gotta eat. I wouldn't even open up the door. I would have went right back upstairs or went back in my apartment and minded my own business, me and my kids, and we would have figured it out. Because I just would not. To me, that's mental abuse for the other children. But that's just my personal opinion.
No, and you know why I agree with that? I agree with that because I have 3x1 and 1x1x another. So I have 2 kids' fathers. So I mm-hmm. understand that. The only the only difference in what happened in that video for me, well, no, it's not for me. This is what happened in the video. He said he comes here every day. So why this particular day did you choose to do that? Why didn't you tell him on day three? Why didn't you tell him? Because everybody is not, you know, the brightest light bulb in the pack.
Right.
So everybody don't think like that. My kid, they like, okay, my kid. Oh, maybe her mama and them did it. Maybe her auntie did it. Maybe her sister came over. Or maybe he didn't even think about that. Maybe he only said, she called me and told me my son needs lunch. I'm bringing him lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like some people don't even think that way. Everybody don't have the same heart. And I'm not saying dude don't got a good heart. I'm saying his mind space might not be the way our mind space is. So I don't think that he was wrong at all. Not in no way, shape, or form. Yes, maybe, possibly, I would have been like, when we don't know what kind of relationship they have. Because he came to that door like, this is what we do every day. Here go the food. You say he need lunch. Here go. He don't know what else is going on.
Right.
So that's it for me. But like I said, I don't even care that she threw the food down because, like I said, that's a part of anger, frustration, you need to make sure your kids got what they need. So we act out in that way. So I don't care about that, even though that was absurd. Because, like I said, kiss that joint up to God and bring it in house.
Right.
And split that stuff up, like you said.
Right.
You know what somebody said? I hope people listening. Somebody jokingly, because you know they got so many jokes right now. Somebody said, I would have bought something for all 4 of them kids, but only enough for them 4, and so and nothing for
her. Well, that's what I'm
and watch them kids eat. But that's all we cared about with the kids.
Yeah. Now let me tell you something. Again, when I look back at things right now, because you know our parents. Stuff looked real good back in the days, right? They used to make broke look good. I'm just being honest, right? It was some times that my mom did not eat, but the rest of us ate. It was like, Mom, why you ain't eating? I ain't hungry. For real, I'm sure my mom probably was thinking in her head that I don't have enough money to eat, so I'm going to make sure my babies ate. You know? And just look back on some of the things now as I was growing up, like, wow, they made broke look good. And we never felt like we was hungry, you know? And the crazy thing is, right, that part. But the crazy thing is my mom was with the same man since I was 8 years old. My brother was 5. My sister was 7. My mom passed away at 37. This man fed his kids and us. And some of his kids did not live in the house with us. But I mean, they was there a lot of the times, but they didn't live there with us. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he took care of his kids and my mom's kids. And that's still my dad to this day. My dad, 84 years old. Okay?
Wow.
That's my dad because he was the one, even, and matter of fact, it was probably sometimes he ain't eat to make sure we ate. You know what I mean? So, you know, when I look at it again, like I said, that's the way I'm looking at it. It ain't about y'all, it's about these kids. But the other thing is, too, also, a lot of these guys, they feel like they should be fed first and the kids last. And it's so crazy. I'm saying this, too, because me and one of my good friends had this conversation last year. And a couple of my friends and like, well, I always feed my husband first. And I'm like, okay, so when did you get fed? I get my plate last. I'm like, what the hell? I'm thinking like, no, we all of us going to get our plate fixed together. We all going to eat together. But I just can't, me personally, I'm just saying me, I can't see myself just giving a man a plate and the kids sitting there looking all crazy at the table waiting to eat. I guess that's just how I feel. I just feel like
from generation to generation, it's different. And the times mm-hmm. change. So people mm-hmm. feel like, you know, but when we're a unit, like you said, your mom and your dad, I don't care if that's your blood dad, that's your dad. The eight is very young to be raised by somebody. That's your father. So generation to generation, you know, some things stay the same and some things change.
Right.
So, you know, we can't. And then we live in a time where, you know, they're driven and they're influenced by other things that we weren't influenced by. You got mm-hmm. the internet. You got different kind of videos. You got different kind of neighborhood and all of that kind of stuff. So that's a given. But, yeah, no, everybody ate together in my house. We sat down together and we ate. Yes, I will say that I do recall my mother making everybody's plates and then eating. But it wasn't like, you know, we still ate together.
Right.
Even if her plate got made last.
mm-hmm,
and sometimes
mm-hmm.
my father made everybody's plate and he ate. He made his last and that's like he ate. We not about to eat without you. You got your stuff. Okay.
Right.
But it's a different time. It's definitely
right.
a different time. But yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that point. I agree with that point. I just feel like, you know, there's a lack of communication in black families, period. And so
mm-hmm.
that has a lot to do with it, too. And then when you don't communicate, that stuff builds up, and then you get videos like that.
Right. Well, one thing I will say is I do not agree that, and this is with everybody, okay, because so many people posting all of their business all over Facebook is ridiculous. Like, everything don't need
mm-hmm.
to go on Facebook. You know what I mean? So now the whole world knows this. Now they're going to be looking at both parents like they're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to,
like I said,
I
the times change. So.
Mm-hmm. I want
to
read
so
some of the comments that came on my
there.
Page.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
No, I said it's so easy to vent that way. It's so easy to vent on social media. We are so we have. It's the way of the world now. Even
mm-hmm.
celebrities do it. They do it on Twitter. They do it on Instagram. They say whatever they want to say. Whatever comes to mind, we just say it. Whatever you – and then videos. That's why you got people on Facebook fighting. You got people on Facebook sexing. You got people on Facebook drugging. You got – or not just Facebook, any social media platform. And
mm-hmm.
so it's just the way of the world now, you know. So it ain't even like – we were sacred about our business. At a different time, 70s, 80s, 90s, we were sacred about our business. But now it's not like that.
Right.
It's like post everything, video everything.
Right.
Where's your phone?
Right.
Started with Rodney King.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. When he posted that video. Thank God they posted that video. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, that part. Yeah, it's crazy, though. It's a good thing,
mm-hmm.
but then a bad thing, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
as long as you're using it in a good way, or and sometimes even though the good way could be you saw a crime, you recorded it, and then you reported it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But these days, these people reporting crimes, they laughing about people getting killed and hurt, beat up, and drug, and all
yep.
the drug down the street and all kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But as soon as you see
yeah.
Pookie get shot or killed, you don't know nothing. Don't know. Ain't nobody
no,
seen nothing.
One thing. Yeah. That's, a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact.
But
it's sad. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read this. I'm going to read what I wrote on my Facebook post, and then I'm going to read some of the comments that the people wrote on my page, okay? And what I said is I'm not saying that this guy is a step-parent, but what I am saying is I've been a step-parent. I fed kids that did not belong to me. And it's not about the kids. It's not about the adults. It's about the kids. I would not allow no one nobody's baby to go hungry, period. No one. So I said, now, what I say now, no, he didn't have to feed the other kids, but I'm sure some other guys have fed his kid when he wasn't when he wasn't there. And then I said, I'm just saying, yes, he have she could have handled it in a different way, but if it was me, would have just I wouldn't have opened up the door. I would have had to went back into my place and minded my own business and fended for me and my kids. That's what I saw on my post, okay? And these are some of the replies that people reply back. I have one lady, she just said, nailed it. That was one of my old neighbors. And another guy, he said, what makes you so certain that that there was a time that he wasn't there for his kids? I never said he wasn't there for his kids. But even more important, them other dudes ain't show up now for their kids. So why do you think that they were there for his? I didn't say that. I said, I'm sure somebody fed his kids when he didn't know. That's what I did say. So yes. So I replied back, again, I'm sure other men have fed his kids when he wasn't around. How would you feel if someone fed their kids in front of yours? That's what I said, because I know he had kids, but he never replied back. And now if you need me to stop and so you can reply to whatever, some of the stuff that I wrote, then that's cool, okay? So then I had another young lady, she jumped in and she said, yep, well, you wouldn't be bringing food for one. You would pick your child up and go in whatever you wanted, please, but not in my house. You won't cause division because I take care of mine. That's what she wrote. So another lady replied back, he offered to take his kid to eat. She said no. Now, that would have been another suggestion, but at the same time, think about the kid coming back burping, smelling like McDonald's.
No, it's time, Mom. I had right. Some McDonald's. You did not have none. You are on where? Like,
right. You want to smell it? I'm just saying.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
But you know what's so crazy? Oh, my God, it's funny. We great talk. I'm about to say this. Your daggone husband. He was good with stuff like that. My mom used to say, I'm going to take you to McDonald's, but you better not tell the rest of her. But this nigga had to come in. and tell everybody I went to McDonald's, okay? And get mad because we didn't drove past McDonald's. You cry now because you can't go to McDonald's just because you ain't know how to shut up. You got to keep some stuff a secret. I'm just saying.
Right. Right.
Oh, God. That's funny that I just thought about
that. But you know, we
that.
Ain't got no, when we that age, we ain't got no, man, come on. We don't know how to handle that.
Right.
Especially when you the youngest and you got older siblings, you definitely want to piss them off because it's something they did earlier in the month or the week that pissed you off. So you're like, yeah, But the only thing that I have to say about at least one of the comments, and I think it was probably the third one you said, where the gentleman, I believe that he said something about handling something. Or
he wrote again, let me see, what did he say? Okay, he said, so what makes you so certain that there was a time that he wasn't there for his kid? Even more important, them other dudes ain't showing up now for their kid. So why do you think they were ever here for his? That's what he said.
Okay. And that's the thing that we don't know, because the video doesn't show that. And so my thing is, when I watch the video, because I don't know if everyone, the people who are making comments, actually even saw the video. I watched the video from front to back. Mm-hmm. And I watched it two times from front to back so that I could get an idea of, you know, I'm trying not to be too judgmental. And so how did this gentleman know how to handle that situation? He handled it the way it was presented to him. And I believe that the way, the, because of the way he came out the car, really calm. He handed her the stuff, like, this is what they normally do. And he said, what you recording me for? And she said, mm-hmm. oh, my God, I saw you. How is that? You know, anger. We're not going to talk about anger. Mm-hmm. But he didn't understand. He was confused. He like, what you talking about? This is who? This is what you asked me for. This is what you asked me for. So how did he know how to handle the rest of the household? You're not going to automatically, most people are not going to, a lot of men are not going to automatically think everybody doesn't have food. If the mother calls and says, can you bring your kids some lunch because I don't get my food stamps for the 11th?
Mm-hmm.
How does he know that auntie didn't come and bring something? How does mm-hmm. he know that her sister didn't come and bring something? How would he know that, even if he didn't, even if he did know, what if he said, mm-hmm. I only got enough to bring them. You want to just take this $20 I'm about to spend on him and use it for, maybe he could have did that. Go
right.
to Audie. Go get some
right.
bread. Go
some
get some lunch
some
meat,
hot
like
dogs,
we used to do.
Some lunch meat. And
all that.
Fish.
Noodles,
or he
eggs, have breakfast at dinner.
Yep, or he could have stopped at
I didn't have breakfast at dinner for my kids multiple times when I was short or low.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that could have been the conversation, but again, it's about the conversation, and we don't know
mm-hmm.
what the conversation was. We just know what it looked like, and what it looked like was that there was a man coming to bring his kids something to eat because mom said, can you bring him something to eat? She didn't say, we ain't got no food. Well, maybe she did. And he just thought we meant me and him. There
right.
you go. Maybe the other dads, because he said, where they dads at? I ain't know what I'm supposed to do. I watched him. I watched his body language. It did not seem like he understood that the household was in trouble.
Right.
It didn't seem like it to me.
Right. But once she said that we don't have no food and no food stamps, then something would have come to my head. But most of the time
mm-hmm.
when it comes to guys, they don't think about stuff like that.
Nope.
So, yeah, I get it. But let me tell you, if he would have been like, I got $20, what you want me to get? I would have been like, either stop at Little Caesars, get a couple of them pieces for $5 each.
That'll work.
Or go get some bread, some chips,
yep.
and some Kool-Aid.
Yep.
Something.
Yep.
You know
that'll
what I mean?
Definitely work.
Yep, and get it from Aldi's, too, while you're going, because Aldi's cheaper. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. That money you spent on one kid, because McDonald's ain't cheap no more. You ain't getting no
right.
49-cent burger.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't getting no dollar fries. Really, the dollar fries going to look like, you know, miniature because, you know, Miss Obama, she wanted us to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So she made them little shrinkable things. So, yo, even the sizes, the quantities of stuff is not the same to match the dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to spend $13 or $14, I got a value meal. I don't even eat from McDonald's no more, really, to tell you the truth.
Right.
But anyway, some people do. I used to. But it's just
right.
garbage now to me. It disrupts my whole whatever system. But,
right.
you know, McDonald's is for the lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pricey. Everything has gone up. So take that $13, $14, $15 or whatever you get in. Because it wasn't no Happy Meal what he handed her. That wasn't no Happy Meal.
Mm-hmm.
That was a full bag.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever he gave you that day, maybe possibly if y'all would have had the conversation, because I have to keep going back to conversation and communication, I don't think they had that.
Right.
It doesn't look like they had that.
Right.
And
well, this
he
is
seemed
this
like
is,
he was a stand-up guy. I don't know.
Right. Here goes some good points right here, she said. Let me read these points. So we already had read off she didn't offer to take his he offered to take his kid out to eat, and she said no, okay? So the lady said, did he have food in his hand or let me get him and take him to the car? He didn't say that, she said. He didn't say it to ahead of time. He wanted to pick up his son, too, to eat. She said no. If he called and said no, then she is wrong not letting him get his son or take his son with him. So let me go down here. So the lady says, see, this is not cool. Now, don't get me wrong. She is wrong too. But me being who I am, if I sent my child to my father and he had multiple kids, I would have already known what kid, already know what snacks the other kids like to eat, and what fun things that they like to do or eat. That's what she's saying. She would have sent some snacks ahead of time for all of the kids. That's what she said. That's what this lady's basically saying. And me, again, if I know I'm going to somebody's house and they got some kids, I'm bringing the kids something to eat. Okay? That's
right.
Just me. And that's what she's saying, basically.
Right.
Wow.
And I agree with her, but you saying her, she. We got a different kind of tone than, you know, the male.
Right.
And we ask follow-up questions, like if this person said to him, we need some lunch. He needs some lunch. Can you bring him some lunch? Yeah, I'll bring it on my break. I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Me, women, we're going to ask follow-up questions. Well, what the other kids going to eat? Do you
got
confidence? We're going to do follow-up questions to find out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But men, like you said, they obsolete to that. Some of them. I'm not saying all of them. Some people, you know, I'm not saying that all men are, but, and I'm not saying that all women will, but I'm saying the bulk of women are going to be like, wait, you ain't got no food? I just found out, you know what, call this number, even if we can't afford to do it. Call this number because my man work at, or my godmother work at the pantry. She cook it up. I'm going to call her. You want me to go get it? I'll go get it for you. You know what I'm saying? Follow-up questions. But everybody
do that. I'm sitting here laughing at these comments because they came up since we've been on the radio, okay? And I said, now, I would have cut that little burger up, and everybody got four fries each, right? And I put laughing out loud.
Okay.
So this Miss Shannon, she came back and said, sure would. She said, I would do that before I throw it on the ground. She said, Faith, baby, count them fries, divide them evenly, baby, my kids. We're already, so we don't play. We don't play like that.
Make it do what it do.
Job, and then took them off for dessert.
Listen,
then somebody else came back and said, damn Skippy. That part.
Mm-hmm.
We all going to sip on this same soda. And he got one of them big giant sodas too, the little half a gallon it looked like. I swear they keep that big old cup of daggone soda. Yeah, she said,
yeah.
Well, baby, I already knew ahead of time we was going to split this up.
Because we go into a certain mode. We go into a survival mode when that happens. And then we have to say, okay, how are we going to do this? Like I said it once, I say it again. How are we going to make a dollar out of 15 cents? Even if it ain't your 15 cents, it don't matter.
Right.
If this is what somebody gave you, how are we going to split this up and make it last for the rest of the night? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or so everybody can get full. And so as a mother of four, you said, I got three other children in the house. What did they eat for breakfast? What are they going to eat for lunch? I almost feel like, but that ain't none of my business. We talking about what happened. I was going to say, I feel like just because of what I watched, I feel like she got some animosity towards him because why would she automatically wait for him to pull up? She knew he was coming. So if you knew he was coming, why did you not, sis, say, I know you going to get JJ some McDonald's, but I really don't feel comfortable with him eating that in front of the kids because they don't have that type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, to me, she didn't tell them that the other kids had any. She just felt like, nigga, you... I'm sorry, I don't want to use that word. But
no, you can't.
Why you don't know?
Right.
You should know. You should know. You should know why you ain't think about the other kids. But y'all don't have is communication. We lack that, especially in Black homes. And I gotta say Black homes because I was raised in a Black home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
what white people do in their house. I'm sorry. The bulk of them I don't.
Right.
That ain't how I was raised.
That's not the neighborhood I was raised in. That's not nothing that I was raised in. So I have to go by that, and it's a lack of communication. So I feel like she has some animosity because the way he bounced up there, like, oh, got it, here you go. Like, he was happy.
Right.
Like, this is what we always do. You didn't tell me that the other kids needed food.
Right.
It didn't seem that way.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, it's a lot of different dynamics that goes along with it. And, you know, I feel like it's a lot. We have a lot of resources in our community because her community did not seem like a plush community. It didn't look like it from the door. It didn't look like it from the environment that I seen. So I know for a fact that she has a lot of resources.
Right, right.
Use the resources and go get your kids some food until you get the food.
Especially during these times, during the pandemic, they trying to make resources for people.
They have so many, so much. State to state. I'm talking about New York State because I live in New York State. But what I know is that from state to state, I have family that lives in South Carolina. I have family that lives in Georgia. I have family that lives state to state. There's resources everywhere. So you have to find out, even if it's just your local church, go to your church and tell, even if you don't have a church, that's what they're there for. My kid's hungry, and we need something to eat. Even if everybody don't got no mama in them, you know what I'm saying? So, but you can still go to your community and for the resources. But sometimes, like I said, frustration, irritability, all that stuff takes over. And so that's why that happened. Now the whole world talking about two normal people.
That's going through really
that we could have lived next door to.
And it's not normal for your kids to be hungry, but it is some kids that's hungry, you know, out here.
Absolutely.
And they probably is some of them in our family. We don't even know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And when we get notice of that, because how are we gonna know if you don't communicate? So it still comes down to communication.
Going back to
how
communication.
You gonna know that? Absolutely. That's my thing. We have to learn how to communicate properly instead of using anger as our outlet and learning them.
Right.
You know.
It's another guy that's on my Facebook page, okay? And I'm not naming him because he is an influencer, so I'm not going to name him. But I do want to talk about some of the comments because he was on talking tonight about the same thing. So I want to talk about some of his comments that is on his page. And this one lady says, as a mom, you should be prepared ahead of time and be proactive. I think it's time to repair their home and both lack emotional intelligence and maturity. Now, this is the thing. Again, well, you know what? If people are getting food stamps, some of these people I'm hearing getting food stamps, getting $1,000 a month. Now, nobody should be eating $1,000 worth of food. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? But you should never run out of food if you're getting $1,000 unless
but
you got
again,
20 kids
so
to feed.
I have to say this. I have four children. So I have to say this. And at the time when I had four children, I wasn't getting the amount of food stamps that people are getting now. I don't get food stamps right now because, you know, thank God I'm in a better place. But what I will say is that I didn't have to pay the same amount for food in 1996 that they're paying now in 2022. So, of course, they have to get more food stamps. So, and then it's a different thing. Now, we were selling food stamps back then. We selling food stamps now because people still have to get their food back. So don't tell me, I'm sorry, ma'am, you've made a great point. But what I'm saying is that don't tell me that I need to budget because everybody didn't learn how to budget.
Right.
Everybody didn't learn how to do that. They got their stuff. It's just like people win the lottery and they go hood rich because we don't have the knowledge. And what the word say? It says my people die from lack of knowledge. So
now,
we don't have that knowledge. If we don't have that, then sometimes we fail.
Oh, definitely. Hey, that's why I'm in the field I am about because a lot of people know, and I did not have the knowledge about certain things. So that's why I'm in the field that I'm in. So I could teach, right? But it's all about learning and teaching at the same time.
You have
but if
to
you
be
ain't
willing
learning,
to learn.
That's what I was just about to say. You have to be willing to learn certain things. Some people just mindset is just stuck on what it's stuck on. You know what I mean? And that's why I call some people some stuck asses. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
What I do want to say is I was just using that because sometimes a lot of these people get more than $1,000 a month. A lot of people get more than $1,000 a month. I remember I was going shopping. These ladies had two shopping carts each. They got ribs. They got shrimp. They went and bought all the most expensive stuff,
mm-hmm.
lobster tails. And I'm like, you're right. You got to make sure if you got kids, you buying the right stuff, not buying no crap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Lobster tails. Come on now. I even seen a pack of chicken that was $30, almost fainted in the store. So if you're going, you know what I'm saying? It's about budgeting and making that food last. Can't just be out here buying all this, you know what I'm saying, expensive stuff, trying to live like the Joneses.
Everybody does not have, everybody was raised different. I have a family member right now where she gets a certain amount of food stamps, and she only has one kid. And she'll call me at certain times of the month and say, Auntie, do you have anything? Can you take me and such to the store? Or can you take us to the pantry? And I keep telling her, I have to try to teach her because you can't expect people to know something that they weren't learned. You don't know what 1 + 1 is unless you went to school. Mm-hmm. You don't know your multiplication tables unless you went through that class. And so sometimes they don't. So then we be like, I tell you, they got behind me. I don't food stamps. I don't get nothing. I still be managing my household. I bet you ain't got 4 kids. I bet you ain't got 3 kids. I bet you ain't got these bills. Maybe you do. But I bet you maybe you're not a single mom. And then maybe you don't have the information and the knowledge. Because knowledge, information makes a big difference in mindset. I'm sorry, we going all off subject, but I'm saying it all ties in together. And if you don't know it, and I have a lot of family members this way, and sometimes it's not their fault. Just because they my family don't mean we was raised in the same house. We just related.
Right.
So I had to tell her, listen, honey, this is what I did when I was that. We need the elders to teach the younger like they taught us.
But
so
that's
we
the
can't
thing
just
too.
Always be like, you know.
Right. Sometimes when the older people, even me, when I find myself trying to educate some younger person, 20 and 30 years old, they be looking at us like, you don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, well, how do you think I made it to 54? I mean, I had to go through something to get to this point. It was not always peaches and cream.
You know what? You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt you, and I really don't mean to be doing that, but I just want to finish this last point. If they don't receive the information at that moment, it doesn't mean that the seed was not planted. Seeds have to get watered, and then they grow. So they might not be able to accept it at that moment, but later on in life, just like us as even older women, we remember certain things that we was like, dang, I wish I would. Yeah, my mama told me that. Yeah, my uncle told me that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. So
right. It's funny you say that because one time my niece had called me on the phone, right, and her voice. I remember I said to her one day, she was like 15 or 16 years old. I said, you know what? I said, you're so daggone hard-headed. I said, but guess what? What's that? You're going to find yourself saying the same thing I said one day. Watch and see. And I promise you, my niece called me. She was like 25 or 26 years old. She's like, Auntie, guess what? I'm like, what, Daniel? You find yourself saying something you ain't think you was going to say that I said you was going to say. And I said to this day, that's what I said to her, word for word. She said, how you know? Because I know that voice. I said, so what happened? And she went on and told me, and I said, see? And still to this day, I say, ain't it crazy how you find yourself saying some of the stuff we said when we was growing up to you? She said, oh, my God, it's crazy. She said, word for word. I said, yeah, that part.
My husband say the same thing all the time, and he always tells me how, you know, certain ways that we were when we was younger, certain ways especially that he was when he was younger, and now he tell me now, my mother always told me, ain't nothing new under the sun. It all comes back around. It's the same stuff. So whatever I taught you then, you still, the lesson is still there to be learned now. And it's 50, 60 years later. It don't matter.
Yep.
She's like, my long time ain't nothing new under sun.
Yeah.
So, you know, we remember stuff. But the seed gets planted, and then it waters and it grows. So,
yeah,
you know.
It's
we
crazy.
We just got to teach one, reach one, all of that kind of, you know, the cliche stuff. But it's the truth. Reach one,
right.
Teach one. That's it. We have a responsibility towards the people who are younger than us, whether they receive it or not, especially
right.
Our family. We have to
right.
grow. And, you know, well, it's a lot.
Right. It's crazy because, I didn't realize how many closed-minded people, like, really. And I don't even, it's crazy because the people I looked up to, I said to myself, they got the sickest mindsets out of everybody, and I was looking up to these people. I say that to my, and every time I stand up to this
crazy.
Day, in my head, I say to myself, They got the sickest mindset of all of these people, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the same stuff they was doing as kids. Like, you don't have no kind of growth in at all. Nothing. So it's all about being open to learn and grow, not just grow financially, but grow your mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand this, saying the same stuff that you were saying when you was a kid 20 years ago. Tell me, you wasted 20 years of your life, depending on how old you are. You know, if you're 60 years old, you done wasted 40 years saying and doing the same stuff that don't make sense.
Don't make no sense at all. And I think that people don't understand because I just came to that realization not even, I want to say a year ago, when I finally realized that your brain and your mind have nothing to do with each other. Your brain is just your organ.
Right.
That's just a function
that's
of your body. Your
that's
mind is something totally different. It frames. You can tell your mind will tell the rest of you how to operate, even though that brain organ is there. And I tell people that one person close to me specifically, you have to renew your mind. You just have to change the way you, you know. You can't. Yeah, it's a lot. So, yeah. That's the truth. I agree with that.
Right.
And that makes a difference in a lot of stuff. We wouldn't even see a video like that, you know, that with the video that we're talking about. We wouldn't see a video like that because if we have a different mindset, if we have a different, if we have a willingness to grow, if we have a willingness to find wisdom and seek wisdom and be under certain people and want mentorship and want to grow, you know. But
right.
We live and we learn because I didn't know either at some,
right.
a lot of points in my life, you know.
It's crazy because I've learned so much in the last 10 years and I'm 54 years old. Just being around different kind of people, thinking different and doing different stuff.
Yes.
And I tell
it's a beautiful thing, ain't it?
I'm so thankful. Let me tell you. I tell you, my coach right now, I think she God right now. I'm not going to even lie. Lady is she's so positive. Every time you see it, even when she probably going through some stuff, you never see it. She always thinking positive and talking positive. All the people that I've been around. I mean, yeah, I still have some knuckleheads around me, but I'm saying the people that's actually trying to shine and they want to see you shine and be successful and things like that. And I tell you, I've been so thankful to be put around some people with some changed mindsets, you know.
Wow,
and I remember one of my old mentors told me, you got, this is when I first came into the industry and I'm in. She said, you got 46 years worth of junk in your head that you got to work on changing. And it took me a minute. I had to keep saying that to myself. But now it makes all the difference in the world now because now I'm a coach and a mentor. And I can tell
you. Wow.
So it's about opening up my mindset and my heart to learn and teaching other people. Man, I'm telling you. I really feel
that's
like I'm on cloud nine.
That's crazy that you're saying that. That is so phenomenal because you know what? I'm not a life coach. I don't have a life coach, but I have a lot of people that give me wisdom, and I have a lot of mentors. And one of my mentors told me, stop rehearsing your past.
Mm.
Meaning that, you know, like you said, the lady that you connected to, and she speaks so positively. Mm-hmm. You have to rehearse that, because we practice. It's hard to get out of that. It's not a day one thing. You're not gonna somebody toss you something. You're gonna go, okay, tomorrow I'm be brand new. No,
right.
You it know, don't work like that. It just don't. Like you said, you got 46 years of this, so now you have to stop rehearsing that. You have to you have to practice something different.
Mm-hmm. Get out that environment that you was in, change. That's why I left. That's why I left the state that I lived in. That's why I left New York State.
Mm-hmm.
I needed something different. I wish we had enough time, but let me tell you what I did. One day I was talking to one of my friends. I was going through some stuff. And she said, good, I always talked about going to Georgia. She said, you need to get up and go. You know what my crazy butt did? I went downtown, got me a bus ticket, came back, packed me a bag, went back to the bus station, and went to Georgia. I was there for two weeks. I found me a job in an apartment. I said, I'll be back in 2 weeks. I packed my stuff up, and I moved to Georgia. Nobody knew where I was at for a whole month. They was like, will you call me on the phone? I finally called my mom when I got myself situated. I said, Mom, she said, where the heck you been? I said, I live in Georgia now. What? She said, why are you down there? You don't know anybody. I'm in Georgia. I had to get away. And
you got
to
move.
That was the best decision I ever made. And the same thing happened. I came back to Buffalo temporarily. And then when I finished remodeling my house, I ended up moving to Maryland. And people phone, they like, why you ain't open up the door? I'm like, you're not at my door. And I'm looking at my door like, how they get the address? And I'm like, yo, I've been gone for 2 years. How you live around the corner? How you even live in the same state? You ain't know I was gone for 2 years. Like, I will pick up and leave in a minute. I promise you, if I feel like my environment is going to be a negative and I'm not going to have no peace, I'm out.
Wow.
But that's how I am. I need peace. I'm very happy in my heart and in my mind, being around the people that I live with. So, yes, it is about
That's
changing
awesome.
Your mindset and your environment, okay, and wanting to do it and wanting to be around love people that want to love on nothing but want to see you shine, that want to see you shine. Well,
God,
we have
confidence
minutes.
For that too, though. But, yeah, okay. Yeah.
We got 2 minutes left. If you want to share... you can share with the world about anything that we talked about or anything that's on your heart. You can share. We got 1 minute. We got 2 minutes left.
Okay. Well, I'll just say this because I think we said a lot. I think we covered a lot. But I will say this. I think the key thing for me, but not for me, I think the key thing for the people that I love and the people that look like me and the people who are the same gender as me is that we have to learn how to connect with the right people. We have to learn how to connect and partner with the right people. We have to have confidence, and we have to be secure, and we have to have some type of, I mean, your name is Faith, but you have to have either faith in yourself or faith in something higher than you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we could eliminate all of the things that we look at today, like the video. This has been the focus today. And if we have confidence in other things, then we wouldn't look to somebody else to be our savior.
Mm-hmm.
That man shouldn't have been her savior. And
right.
even if she needed help, you need to find the help. And it's you know, it's available. You know,
right.
we have to have, we can't blame other people for our issues. Everybody doesn't have the same heart. Everybody doesn't have the same mind. Everybody doesn't have the same purpose. And I think that's probably all I can talk about with that as far as that goes.
Right. Well, I appreciate you coming on my show. We got about 30 seconds left. I appreciate you coming on my show. And I'm looking forward to you coming on to being a guest again or even coming on and speaking your mind.
Yeah, because I want to hear some other people too. I'm new here to this platform, but I love it. I appreciate you, and I thank you for what you're doing. And I thank you for allowing me to even, you know, the space to even, you know, speak with you for this long. So this was beautiful. Thank you, Faith.
Awesome. Well, you have a great evening, Miss Tyra.
I sure will. You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Good night.